Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting third. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sims for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into right field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert bunts towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Fuller reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive towards first. McCrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Sims and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. Siebert bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Cullen covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Fuller reaches third base with a triple. Brown scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Cardenal reaches third base with a triple. Fuller scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Cardenal scores. Sims goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. Siebert bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sims for a passed ball. McCraw moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Horton moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brown is walked intentionally. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 0 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. Harper strikes out. 1 out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Pretty now pitching. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davalillo for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-4 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.